Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Hey, swing by and visit them anytime, Tuesday through Saturday. This week, great live music from kicking off Jerry Week. Wednesday, August 1st, Alligator Wine, playing all your favorite Grateful Dead tunes from 6 to 9 over there. Thursday, August 2nd, Phil and Carson from the Scandaleros. Friday, August 3rd, The Big Idea. And Saturday, August 4th, Nick Detmeyer and the Sawdusters. And I will be back out at Naked Vine on August 14th with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, including Anna Shanoff, Matt Wynn, and Bobby Stevens. So keep an eye out for that show coming up soon. But all these events and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, come on out for a cold drink. They got all kinds of great whiskeys, wines, and cold beers, and live music happening. Everything at nakedvine.net. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, everybody. This is the Funky Monk, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back to the show, Monk from Monk and the People.
Woo, 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 woo. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Yeah, welcome back, man. It's been a little bit, like we were talking about just a moment ago, but...
yeah, definitely has.
A whole lot is happening right now. We got to do a lot to talk about, so...
I don't even remember what year it is. You know, we were talking about last time I was on here. And I was thinking to myself, like, how long ago was that? Where are we right now?
Right.
Yeah.
What's that, was that Jumanji or something? Or whatever, with Robin Williams, and he's like, what year is it?
Yeah, what year is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
we got a lot of things happening for Monk and the People. You guys just dropped a brand new EP maybe a month ago or something?
June 29th, yeah. Groove Love Fantastic.
And this is hot.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear some today. But I would highly encourage you to get out and get yourself a copy today because it's fun, man.
Super energetic.
Yeah. I've been a fan of yours for several years now. From watch you evolve from as a solo performer, mm-hmm. as a loop artist, and then the first. Started releasing with the people,
yeah.
and then into this, and it's like, man, it's just like night and day difference, though.
Yeah.
This particular sound that you guys tapped into, this funk and stuff,
yeah.
it felt right, felt really good, and let's talk about this, man. How did we end up becoming like a full on funk band now and stuff?
I mean. To me, it's where I always wanted to be. I just didn't have the guidance or know-how of what I actually wanted, you know, or how to get there, I guess, a better way of putting it. It took the right time, right place. And then when I put the people together, it was really, you know, the first EP was kind of stuff I already had when I was forming the band, so... This whole project was in the past year with the band was just listening to everybody and what's our strengths and then working with it, you know. And once I got to do that and then bring a couple other people into the writing process, you know, the main writing process for that matter, it's what it became was Groove Love Fantastic, and you know, here we are.
Yep.
And was it, I guess, did you you guys record a lot of that yourselves, or did we go somewhere?
All of it, yeah. I mean, pretty much all of it was recorded in this apartment here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just off of that computer. Then, you know, I mixed most of it in the bin. And then what wasn't recorded here was mixed at Bo's apartment, which is pretty much the same kind of size and whatnot. Yeah, we just did everything as small as possible in the box and made it work, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
What we know.
Definitely made it work, man, because it sounds, let alone, like, the quality of the songwriting and the performance is all there, but, like, the audio quality, like, it really sounds great, and, you know, it sounds like it was done in some big studio or something. That's crazy to think that you guys did right here in your apartment and stuff. But
yeah, it's like the first project that I really had to, last September, November, I bought, like, all in-home, you know, basic studio recording stuff. And then since then, I kind of just been zoning in. And I think that's what I needed to get into this zone of where we are now and stuff. But I always sucked. That was always my weakness, was recording things, you know, or tone in general, you know. But thankfully, as of recent, I've focused in and then come out with Groove Love. So it's like, wow, like, okay, this is possible. You know, I can get better at recording.
Yeah.
Where before I was like, you know what, this, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to let other people do it, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's like... What I really liked about it too is there's like a lot of like just weird kind of like futuristic noises and different things going on through it all, and like, you know, there's just a lot of like just to take in, like a lot of different stuff. You guys would just, you could tell you guys just playing around with it and having fun and making something cool.
Yeah.
The one that popped out for me was People Power. It's my particular favorite. It's just a fun song, especially like the chorus to sing along with you and stuff with it. It's a powerful song though too. Like, that's another thing I thought was like throughout the whole record was like, let alone they're fun, you know, you got these funky grooves going and stuff, but you guys are talking about some pretty serious stuff though throughout the whole record too. So
I wanted to make it a theme, you know, almost like it's a movie soundtrack or a musical, you know, the music to a musical or something, you know, with Walkin' Funk, you know. It's almost, every time I listen to that song, I can picture like a total Broadway or musical to it. It's funny enough to put it that way, but that's kind of where, you know, my head goes. And then same for Groove Love and People Power and all those tracks. There's always been this this theme to it in my head where it was kind of like, I don't know, it sounds kind of cheesy or whatever, but like it's just kind of like a funk musical in a way, you know.
And anybody that saw those pictures you guys released, you look like you're some cast of characters from some kind of musical and stuff. So
right, yeah, and that'll play out a little bit more once some of these visuals, some videos come out and whatnot in the next few months. We'll dive deeper into what the Groove Love Fantastic is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about People Power though. Like this. Like I said, this is probably my favorite track from the EP there. So,
yeah.
Anything you want to add around this one?
Yeah, People Power. Like I said, it was the first one that we actually worked on. I was listening to, listening to an album that I was just really digging, and I was also listening to Hiatus Coyote and D'Angelo and stuff. Sorry, my cat, he likes everything to be about him, so he starts talking if we're not paying attention to him. Anyway, yeah, so I was listening to all these kind of like soul, funk, jazz kind of groups and artists, and I just wanted something that was like, dun-dun, gun-ga, dun-dun, gun-ga, dun-dun, dun-ga, you know? But I couldn't translate that to Bo at the time, so I was like, man, I just want something like this, and what he made out of it was that beat, you know, the dun 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 dun, dun. And we just kind of worked with it, you know. It was me trying to push an idea out to him translating it into you know, music, and then you know, pretty much me saying, okay, maybe this is work, maybe this doesn't, and then what we made out of it was what you hear. We'll be right back.
why you have so much to say, so much to say. Tear gas covers the streets that we were raised. I always knew that you could be this way. I knew that you would be this way, yeah. No things are changing for worse. I feel this town we stand for something. Now I just want to heal this world of all its pain and suffering. Now you could say that it wasn't real. I know true love from us, yeah. Now I just want you to hold.
Born in a system to fail, weight of the world when I'm stepping on the scale. Every step I take is being closer to a cell. Though I didn't commit the crime, but the evidence reveals I did it, even though my alibi matches all my stories. But you'd rather see my mama cry. Just another black man sentence. What is black man standing for? The black man sitting like,
no things are changing for worse. I feel this town we stand for something.
So that was the first one, and after that it was just kind of like, we should really focus in on a sound like this. And then I watched the movie Dead Presidents, and Isaac Hayes just came back in my mind, and that's where it all was just kind of like, okay, you know, this is what we're going to try to do now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You, and like I said, there's a whole lot of, like, throughout the record, there's a lot of pretty heavy lyrical content if you, like, you know, listen to it. There's, like, especially, with Artifacts Raps, which I thought was was really cool too, to include him now in this as a vocalist and stuff, along with being your drummer. because he's great at what he does too as a vocalist. So
yeah, he's great at everything.
Yeah,
let's not get this wrong.
Yeah,
everything. Doesn't even matter if he doesn't do it; he's great at it.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what we always wanted to do. That's always been the picture, and it's still we're not even where we really see it going and stuff. We kind of wanted to make it a mixture of, you know, like Outkast or Gorillaz, mm-hmm. or, you know, we have all these ideas since the Doorway days, you know, of putting everybody together and making this giant band. So that's just the progress of it all.
Mm-hmm. And I can't forget the ladies singing with you too. They sound great as
Maya
well.
Maya and Frankie, yeah, man, yeah, it's one big nice family.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great players in that band, and it's just really cool to see a collection of people like that, and just the amazing the art that comes from it all, and it's like a lot of really cool things happen in that group. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables for sure. I mean, Ben, you know, the bass. I've always been really guitar heavy in the music, you know, because I'm a guitar player, obviously. So everything has to be about me. but something that I've recently have learned is restraint. And so in that funk music, guitar most of the time is very tinny, kind of in the background. Take out all the lows and everything, you know, that Telecaster sound. And so Ben taking control of the whole situation and coming out the way he did. And you hear it in Groove Love Fantastic a lot, you know, of him just kind of taking control and being that star, at least in my eyes. Every time I hear it, it's like his bass lines are amazing.
Yeah, know? Man.
And it was really like, I'm still blown away by it, because I've been playing music with this dude for over 10 years, but just because he was just sitting right here, you know, and he just did it in like one or two takes or something, or just had the idea at least right there and then just drove it in, you know. And it's just like, okay, this dude's serious, you know.
Sure.
I mean, for the track Groove Love Fantastic, him and Bo did that track. The guitar you hear on that track's not even me. I just wrote the lyrics on that one. But they did the track one night just hanging out and then sent it to me, and I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be something cool, you know. But that bass on that track is just super cool, man. So
I just
wanted to point that out
for sure.
Everyone, come together
But I think it's what's really neat about this too, like what you guys doing. Like you look at, you know, even like Bruno Mars, like he's bringing a lot of that funk back, and like, yeah. I love this like resurgence of bringing all this, you know, great music back and making it relevant again. And I mean, not that it ever wasn't, but like just making it more commercialized and
new
public.
Generation.
And, yeah, right, for sure. So I mean, and you think about it as a marketable. I mean, like I said, Bruno's lighting up the charts with all his stuff. You know,
yeah.
People love this sound again. You know, so it's hopefully.
And there's so many too. I mean, you got Thundercat. You
right.
have, like I said, Hi-Az Kaylee. You got people that have some funk in them as well. You know, in every single kind of way. But the people I listen to, man, are some new cats that are just mind-blowingly inspiring, like Thundercat and Kamasi Washington and the Robert Glaspers and Snarky Puppy and Nowhere, and all those groups, man. I mean, I could go for days. Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles, like, all those guys are just, to me, some of the top players of today.
Yeah.
And so that's just what I listen to. And so after that, this what comes out, and D'Angelo, for Christ's sakes.
what's that? I was just thinking about that video, that Untitled or whatever.
Exactly, where he's just standing there. Yeah, he's just standing there, no clothes on. I think that was all one take, too, you know?
Right.
And, but I mean, people, if you don't know, man, dive into D'Angelo.
Sure.
You'll realize how great of a writer and composer he is.
Oh, yeah.
It's mind-blowing once you dig deep into it, and the tightness of his compositions is really amazing.
Yeah, man. Brown Sugar and
yeah.
stuff. I mean, that's I love a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, just feels good to listen to.
Yeah,
you
know. So we are trying to get as many different eyes and ears on this group, Love Fantastic, including you guys are doing a TuneSpeak guitar giveaway.
Yeah,
we got a big promotion going on with them, which I think is awesome. Like they do really good work, and you can find all that at Monk, if you search Monk at TuneSpeak.com, right? Mm.
Actually, you can just go to TuneSpeak.com. You should be able to find me on the profile.
Okay.
But if you go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/MonkUS, MonkUS, you'll be able to find the link, because the link is like this little, it's really hard to remember.
Yeah.
So even if I did remember it, I don't know if anybody else would.
All right.
Because it's pretty hard. But yeah, follow that link. Go to that page. Interact. Listen to the songs on Spotify and listen to the video. All types of stuff that you can do to create points to get you more eligible to win a free guitar, you know?
Yeah.
All you have to do is listen to the Groove Love Fantastic and you can, you know, win a guitar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, share it with your friends. Listen on Spotify. There's, you can... through Facebook and Twitter and all that, and you can also make your own custom playlist and all kinds of different things that earn more points. So
yeah,
it's a cool, really cool thing they're doing. So
and, yeah, and I'm just grateful to be a part of doing something with TuneSpeak as well. You know, they do so much for music and bringing music and helping out music in this city.
And that's St. Louis based company, right? Right, so I was pretty sure it was the case, but they do a lot of stuff. I mean, nationally, but they but it's cool to see that they're, you know, doing a lot of neat things with all of our St. Louis artists as well. So.
Right. Yeah, so I'm really grateful to be a part of that. Just had to throw that out there. But yeah, the contest, like I said, you know, go to TuneSpeak.com, you find it there, or go to our Facebook page and win a free guitar. You know, like I said, all you got to do is listen to music, and you're eligible to win this guitar.
And it's like a raffle, right? Like, or is it like most points wins?
Yeah, it's pretty much just most points wins, and there's second, third place. Second place gets a signed copy of the CD and a poster, a full 11x17 poster.
Nice.
And then third place gets a signed copy of the CD.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, cool. We'll get out there and start sharing, start listening. And,
yeah.
And this contest ends, what was it?
It's August 12th.
Okay.
I believe, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's another 14 days or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But along with all that too, we also have a couple live things coming up. Big one we want to tell you about is
Retro Night,
Broadway Oyster Bar, September 1st.
Saturday, September 1st.
That's kicking off your Labor Day weekend with some funk. And you got Monk and the People for 4 hours.
Just straight kicking it.
Yep.
not even playing music. We're just going to be standing on stage talking to people. Right. No, we're going to be playing some, you know, vintage tunes that everybody knows. Like, call them vintage tunes. My friend's dad always calls them moldy oldies. Play some moldy oldies for everybody. And, you know, dress up in all your mothball material. And just come out and have a good time, because we're going to be up there stinking and sweating for y'all, having a good time ourselves.
Yeah.
We're trying to have some live art out there of the guy who, Jacob Oliver, who helped with that, with the Groove Love cover. He's the guy who made that whole crazy thing on the cover, man. His art's just cool. So yeah, he's going to be there hopefully to do some live art, and then we're going to have all our new merchandise there. So if you want to get a physical copy of the Groove Love, or you want a poster or anything like that, just come out to the show and grab it.
Yeah. Where'd you guys end up getting all your all those outfits that you guys go some thrift store shopping together?
Yeah. So one day, you know, I knew we needed a photo shoot desperately. So I was like, man, let's do something cool. And I was like, let's do some 70s style stuff. And we went to, oh man, I forgot the name of it, but it's the most amazing vintage store in the area. It's off Cherokee. It's this older woman and her husband, I believe. And yeah, I mean, just the most amazing store ever. And so me and Ben went there, and that's where we got our outfits, and everybody else went and did their thing.
Yeah.
And so we just, like, we didn't know what else, who was wearing what, and so we just met at the photo shoot looking at each other like, oh yeah, like, this is gonna be sweet, you know. Yeah. And we just went with it. Yeah.
The one that makes me laugh the most, I think, is Bo in his shirtless in the vest and everything.
Yeah.
With the hat.
Oh, that outfit's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Bo never disappoints when it comes to outfits, so yeah. I knew he was going to ace that shit.
Yeah, those photos are great, though, that, and it's just, let alone, like, I feel like it definitely fits with the Groove Love Fantastic, but it's fun to see some personality come out through that, too. Like, that's what I thought was really neat, too, like, not just your typical, you know, hey, we're here we are, this is our what we look like, but you guys, those outfits definitely... Make it pop, and the crazy poses and everything else too. So it was fun to.
I feel like those outfits fit us more than the ones that we might wear on a daily basis. You know.
Yeah.
It's just the way things are these days. But yeah, it's funny because I don't know, with the photo, with a band like us, when everybody's loud and always talking no matter where they are, can't just have a picture where we're standing straight up, you know, and it's not really much to it.
Yeah.
So I wanted something, and so many good artists in this area. So many artists, period. In this area have so many cool visuals today, so I wanted something neat as well.
Yeah, check all those out. All the photos can be found at on the Facebook and Instagram pages and stuff, so check that out,
the digital things.
Grab your bell bottoms and your Hawaiian shirts or whatever you want to wear, and come on out to Oyster Bar September 1st and party with us.
Even if you don't have that kind of stuff and you just want to do the pop culture, do pop culture of the times, you know, from 60s, 70s, and 80s. And
yeah.
Just come out looking crazy, have a good time. That's all it involves.
And when I was in high school, we did a... I think it was my freshman year. We did like we called it that 70s dance, and everybody dressed in like their disco gear and stuff. And like, I remember going to like a Halloween kind of, you know, thrift shop kind of thing like that, trying to find and I found some old bell bottoms, and I think I borrowed a shirt from dad's closet, some button up, and I found like an afro wig, and I was like, I went all out, and it was a great time, man. But it's, you know, it's just good. It's fun to dress in like that every now and then, those themes, and have some, just go out and let loose and have a good time with your buddies. And
it's great. I mean, the night that we bought the outfits, me and Ben, he made me wear it out.
Yeah.
Like, he made me. Like, literally, I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, I'm not going to wear this for the photo shoot if you don't go out with me with these clothes on. And it's just the type of relationship we have together. And... so we went to Parlor off of the Grove.
Yeah.
And it was funny, just everybody just kind of looking at us like, what are these guys up to, you know?
Right.
I look like I sell a lot of cocaine, you know? Not just in the clothes, but in the face.
Not just a little bit, a whole lot of...
Right, exactly. And, but yeah, so like the bartender, I remember one of them was like, like, I applaud you guys for, you know, not caring about what you're wearing. I'm like, dude, he made me wear this. Like, well, trust me.
Right. And he's got those big old glasses on.
Man, his outfit was great.
He looked like Fear and Loathing or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
either Fear or Loathing. He reminded me of also Chevy Chase off of, what's that golf movie?
Caddyshack.
Yeah. That's what he kind of reminded me of.
Yeah.
His whole attitude changed when he was wearing it, too. It was
right.
Like, perfect for him.
But we, you can get involved with all things like Monkin' the People, again, like I said, at Facebook and Instagram, and keep up with where they're going to be at next. But yeah, come out to that party for sure. I guess going into the future of Monkin' the People, I mean, are you going to, it's a complete change from EP to EP now. I mean, are we going to do it again? Or are we just going to, is this like, we found what Monk and the People is now with the sound?
Like, yeah, that's a very good question, because I think we have found our sound. We found our base to build off of. So it's pretty much going to stay in the funk zone, I'm sure. We're already writing the album, you know.
That'll be what it's titled, Funk Zone.
Yeah. Funk Zone. And I was almost so close to just changing the band name to Groove Love Fantastic.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so it's going to stay in the funk and soul stuff. So like I said, we're already started to write the Monk and the People album, and I'll say this much so far, it's going to be way more songwriter, you know, soul, you know, songs, you know. Instead of how Groove Love was, where it's just straight kind of like fast, energetic disco theme stuff, this is going to be a lot more kind of played out songs and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit more musical on that same side too. But like, so for example, you know, I was very inspired by the new Leon Bridges album, and that's kind of what's inspiring this new stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this new, like his newest one, I feel like he really zoned in and made something that was like super great, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, his voice is great too.
Yep. That would Monk and the People ever tour? I know it was like it's got to be even tricky trying to get band practice together as many players as. But like,
yeah, we're gonna take the whole gang out. We just had a meeting last week, kind of talking about it. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. We're playing our cards right, yeah. You know. Oh, we're trying to do it the right way. And we're still all learning at the same time. So when the time comes, I'm sure next year, mm-hmm. we should be doing some good stuff like that. But I don't want to necessarily say we're going to be doing all this stuff, you know?
Sure.
Because it is a build, and we're still building right now.
Yeah. I was just having a conversation last night, even with a guy who's, and he was saying, like, that's the key. Like, you know, he does well here locally, but when you know, you go to some of these other towns and people are like, oh my god, you're so good, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, because they just, it's kind of that big fish small pond kind of thing. Like, you come to the town, they don't always have as much of the music as St. Louis does, and like, you know, it's just fact. I mean, St. Louis, there's so much going on here, it's hard to always stand out and stuff. But yeah, once you get on the road and you can start making a name in some of these other towns, and where they don't always have as much music going on. So
yeah, I think we're as funky as we have again, we're still kind of that festival kind of band,
right?
So that's kind of the goal, you know, is for to sure. just to land in nonstop kind of zones like that, you know, the funk version of what I'd like to say, you know, a lot of bands that came before us in St. Louis do all the time, mm-hmm. you know, Old Salt Union and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that the festivals would definitely do well for you guys. So
yeah,
hopefully that'll be the case in 2019. Get on some of those, man.
Yeah, sure. That's the definite goal. Yeah, keeping it exciting.
Right. Yeah. What else have we got going on? Some of that might be a little hushy, kind of. But
yeah, like I said, there's not too much I want to necessarily talk about as far as future, but there's going to be some videos coming out within the next month or so from the Groove Love, obviously.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I know a lot of the people themselves are working on their own projects.
Sure.
So you're going to see breakoffs of that, I'm sure, here soon as well, which is all going to be cool because we all work together, you know. You know, this album, it said Monk. You know, instead of Monk and the People, and then say Groove Love under that, but it's still Monk and the People, and it sounds like a Monk and the People album because you have all those big voices and stuff. But So yeah, I mean, I will say there's going to be a lot of visuals coming out. That's my goal. And then just trying to, you know, book some fun shows.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like I said, to me, we just found our sound. So to me, we're just kind of starting to be able to plant our grounds in St. Louis. Even though we have been playing for a while, I feel like now we actually have a real focus. You know, we're kind of starting fresh and going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you, hopefully, I think that music videos will definitely help. And like, just kind of, especially, good to see you guys playing and everything, but like kind of putting some of these stories to life in the video and stuff too. So
yeah.
But yeah, check out all these. Like I said, Artifact's got his own hip hop and everything he's doing. So
yeah.
And
I'll be putting out, I'm sure, a solo project here. I got a lot of music that I just sit on all the time and forget about, and come back to. I'm like, wow, that would probably work. So yeah, I think I was gonna put out something too. I don't want to distract anything from the Groove Love right now, or else I'd probably throw some stuff out. I'm also working with Bo, the key player of Monk and the People, on a really cool project that's kind of like, it's like the Groove Love Fantastic, but totally disco, you know. Yeah. There's really no funk in there more than it's just like straight, like you're in an 80s arcade game or something, you know.
All right.
So I kind of want to take it there too. So yeah, there's gonna be a lot of random stuff.
What was you just cut a, you did the little video solo, Gaslight with a Led Zeppelin cover?
Yeah, Ramble On. Yeah, I was asked to do a little thing for a kind of little promo for Robert Plant coming into Lou Fest and whatnot. And I've always played that song for years. So yeah, they're like, hey, can you come in and do that? So it was fun.
Yeah.
Gaslight's always a place to be.
Yeah, man. I just did a podcast over there the other night with Backwash, and
nice.
It got pretty silly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're all about.
Yep.
That's what they're all about.
They're a good time. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun recording that and had a few adult beverages and stuff. And, yeah, it was fun.
It's
always a good time over there. But that's the thing, like, let alone we were there doing that, but there was a lot of other familiar faces just hanging out that night, too. So that's it's kind of Gaslight's definitely kind of become that hub of where, you know, a lot of my favorite artists are just hanging out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
That was, if you haven't seen that, check that out on Gaslight's Facebook page, I believe, right?
Backwash. Yeah, wait, which one?
Your Ramble On video.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be on Gaslight. I shared it, but I believe it is posted on Gaslight's page.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little video.
Yeah, man, it's a great tune. I mean, obviously, they did all right. Led Zeppelin, I think they... those guys are doing pretty well.
They were a little band.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about them.
I do think it's pretty neat that Robert's come to town. Like, I don't really know what to expect, but it's still going to be cool to see a legend up there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he... I know he was doing that Alison Krauss stuff for a long time, and he's had that kind of more of a country thing going on.
Right.
So who knows what he's going to do, but, you know, if they've been listening about... how this reacts around here, maybe they're like, well, they're probably going to want to hear a little bit of Led Zeppelin stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, hopefully.
Whether he twists it up or whatever he does with it.
Hopefully he throws a couple in there.
Yeah, I think Lou Fest is going to be great this year.
Yeah, well, and there's like so many great locals on there.
Yeah.
A lot of jazz cats. They had the whole stage for the Kranzbergs, I guess.
Mo and the All-Stars, man.
Yeah.
Those are the homies. Man, by the way, it's not going to be out in time, but I have to mention this because it blows my mind. Mo, E, and the All-Stars and Dave Grelly are playing a show together. I think tonight or something like that. I don't remember when it is. But that just blows my mind because those are two of my favorite key players in St. Louis area, and they're both very amazing. So
yeah.
It's just cool as fuck. I got to make sure I make that
because
it's just, yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's a... I just went over to that whole like dark room, like everybody on their calendar was like over there. All those jazz players. That's my first time. I went over to the dark room a little bit ago and hung out for a little bit, and I got to see blanking on his name now. It's my first time getting to see him play, and like it's a whole different thing over there for me. I'm not really I don't really know much about that jazz scene here in St. Louis, but.
Yeah.
I need to learn. I need to educate myself for sure, because there's a lot of really talented players over there.
Yeah, I mean, we every once in a while we play with so many different people as far as, you know, the band goes, and every once in a while we come around the jazz cats. You know, I mean, even the Loop Rat guys. You know, those are jazz guys.
Yeah.
And their respect, and Tonina. You know, obviously in the same circle as them, and you know, just all those kind of groups, and the R&B guys as well. You know. Inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you watch them play and they're just kind of, you know, randomly throwing off a one-off thing, you know, and you're just kind of like, wow. Okay. So I need to learn some music theory.
All right.
Yeah, no, amazing, amazing musicians. And it's, it shows just the talent that St. Louis has to offer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I don't think I've made it to Dark Room yet.
Yeah, like I said, that was my first time in there. I hung out for a little bit right before I went to go see Amos Lee over there at Powell Symphony Hall. And it was that's a neat room, though, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
So,
is it, man? St. Louis is amazing.
Yeah, you know? Right, that's the thing. That's like
a little bit of everything just wherever you go, you know?
Right. But I kind of get, you know, stuck in my own little comfort zone, my own little bars I like to hang out at, so I don't really make it over to Darkroom, you know, on that side of town very much, but like I said, yeah, really, I mean, I'm gonna have to make it over there sooner, though, because like a lot of cool things happening.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just fun. I mean, I love that whole idea, though, just like that I've been here all my life and there's still so much left to discover in St. Louis. You know, there's still a lot of great things that I haven't learned about yet.
Yeah, it's easy to just like tunnel vision yourself on something, because in every genre you have a lot of good stuff, you know. So it's like, oh man, you know, this rock and roll is amazing, or oh man, this hip hop's amazing, you know. So it's easy to get stuck on it and then randomly find a whole other, you know, venue to, or a whole other avenue to walk down, mm-hmm. and freaking rabbit hole that for days.
Right.
You know, and that's, I don't know. That's why I find it hard sometimes to move other places, you know, because I genuinely like the music and art here. I'm a hermit, so you're probably not going to see me too often, but I'm listening and I'm paying attention, you know. Yeah, you know, this is, I just like, I dig the vibe here.
Yeah, man, for sure. Well, again, keep an eye out for Groove Love Fantastic everywhere.
Groove Love Fantastic. Yeah, physical copies are coming out the beginning of August, and we'll have them at the September 1st show. Yeah, man, we're just going to go slow burn this whole Groove Love thing. And then have a good time with it.
You can get it right now on iTunes and all the digital platforms, though, and yep. Spotify and
soon I guess to be Pandora.
And I said, check out that TuneSpeak. Win yourself a guitar.
Yeah, till August 12th. You still got time to enter. All you got to do is listen to the songs and fill out some little surveys, and you're good to go. And they're not annoying surveys either. It's pretty much just what's your favorite song off the album, oh, kind yeah. of thing. You just pick, you just click on it, and bam, good to go.
Yeah, you know? Super simple.
Yeah. So, yeah. Contest, and then September 1st, come on out to Broadway Oyster Bar and have a good time with us.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thank you again for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Always fun hanging with you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I will see you soon, my friend.
Yeah, you as well.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.